Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In recent weeks, Dr. Southey, there's been an uptick in hospitalizations of kids and teens because of respiratory issues as a result of vaping. And first off, how dangerous is vaping for people, especially teenagers?
So, you know, previously we used to be concerned about addiction issues and, you know, vaping being a, you know, a gateway to people smoking cigarettes. And then there was concern about but now the bigger concern is, along with that, is about these flavorings and other agents that they have within these e-cigarettes and vaping. And the recent manifestation of that is these more than 150 episodes of what looked like acute lung injury. And several of those people have been extremely sick in intensive care on ventilators. We've actually had one case here too now. But there are more than 150 of those reported nationwide. So that's the newest and biggest concern right now with vaping.
Any idea what is causing these acute lung injuries as a result of vaping?
Yeah, the CDC is also investigating it. I mean, I'm sure we will find out eventually. You know, the chances are it's not the nicotine, because nicotine is delivered in other ways, but it must be the additives. You know, they use the flavorings that are concerned, because the flavorings are many a time, they're okay for ingestion. They are food additives, and they're not meant to be inhaled. But also other, the carriers they use for dissolving things. There even could be, I actually had reviewed recently something about that there could be bacteria and bacterial products in these vaping liquids which get inhaled. So it could be a variety of things which could be responsible for this acute lung injury. But right now we don't know for sure.
You mentioned the flavorings. How much of a temptation has it been for younger people to get into e-cigarettes and vaping and the marketing that it's being marketed as a safer alternative to tobacco cigarettes?
Right. Well, that's a concern. I mean, I think we need to, you know, that needs to be clamped down, because that was not based on fact. The flavorings are clearly a way to attract. You know, we went through the same thing with tobacco with cigarettes. You know, flavored cigarettes, et cetera, were available and then taken away. There was concern about mentholated cigarettes. And with vaping, it's even more, because the flavorings are, you can buy, like, there are, I don't know how many hundreds of flavors available, and it clearly makes it more palatable for kids and teens to use these things. And so I think, yeah, I think it's clearly a problem.
What advice do you have for people who have, especially teens, who have already started vaping?
Well, stop it. You know, that's the easiest advice and the most forthright advice I can give. As I mentioned, there also can be a gateway to tobacco. Many of my older smokers who tried to quit and gone to vaping, you know, some of them, an occasional one has succeeded, but many a time they end up smoking again. So it's not even a good alternative in terms of smoking cessation. Going back to kids and teens, they need to, stop it. And if they have difficulty with nicotine withdrawal, they can, you know, look into, there are treatments for that available. I think most of them, it's more, they're not fully habituated. Most of them, it's more an issue of, you know, just doing it because it's cool or whatever. But if they are habituated, there are options to replace the nicotine to help them with the withdrawal.
If you don't know what's causing these acute lung injuries, I imagine it's tough to treat it as well.
It is, you know, so basically we try to support if, you know, people are trying. Of course, you support the patient through these injury episodes. You tried, one of the thoughts was, is it infection? But from what I understand, antibiotics and other anti-infectives have not been successful in treating them. And then, people have tried corticosteroids to thinking it's inflammatory. But yes, it is very difficult to treat when you don't know exactly what's going on. And also, to add to it, once the injury process starts, it may be too late. You have to just kind of support the lungs. We see this with another disease known as adult respiratory distress syndrome, which is again an acute lung injury. And for that also, even to this day, we only have supportive care. So there is no specific treatment for acute lung injury.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.